USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president's pre-Super Bowl interview. President Trump sitting down with Sean Hannity on Fox, discussing a host of topics, including impeachment and his Democratic rivals. There is an 8th confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the United States, a male college student in Massachusetts. More than 14,000 cases worldwide. More than 300 people have died now in China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting Kazakhstan as the country shares a 1,000-mile border with China. He's there discussing the coronavirus.
The United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention maintains a presence in your country here in Kazakhstan. We're helping your Ministry of Health track potential cases, and we're translating our CDC guidelines into Russian for your government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Ahead of the Iowa caucuses, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who's running for president as a Democrat, out with a new tax plan. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Former New York City Mayor and Democratic hopeful Mike Bloomberg unveiling a tax plan that would raise $5 trillion over a decade by raising taxes on the rich.
I don't like taxes any more than anybody else, but the bottom line is we can't have a deficit that keeps growing forever. And we have to have the infrastructure, and we have to have the education system, to have the hospitals, and there's no free lunch.
Bloomberg's plan would add 5% surtax on incomes above $5 million per year for individuals, and it would up the corporate tax from 21 to 28%. I'm Chris Barnes.
As for predictions on the outcome of Iowa, ABC's This Week host George Stephanopoulos weighs in.
He is a complete fool's errand to try to predict the Iowa caucuses. They surprise almost every time.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are reports former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton continues to dodge a $50 million lawsuit. USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
The Secret Service blocked a server from alerting Hillary Clinton about the lawsuit filed against her by Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Gabbard filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Clinton after the former Secretary of State insinuated that she was a Russian asset. The lawsuit got a lot of attention, but Clinton reportedly still has not been served because she refuses to let the servers through Secret Service. Brian Dunn, Gabbard's attorney, told the New York Post that the person trying to serve the lawsuit continuously is turned away from Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York, by Secret Service agents. Clinton's remarks about Gabbard angered many who felt she crossed the line by claiming the Kremlin was grooming Gabbard to run a third-party bid that could sink Democrats and lead to re-election for President Trump. Senator Bernie Sanders called Clinton's comments outrageous. Facing backlash, Clinton claimed she meant the GOP was grooming Tulsi, not Russia.
And changing gears now to what's being called Super Sick Monday, February 3rd. You know, the day you come to work, look around and realize your colleagues are out, too hungover or something to come into work after the big game. Well, a new survey by the Workforce Institute finds the day after the Super Bowl, one of the biggest days of the year for people to skip work and stay home. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.